Former Senate President John Morris was the highest-ranking lawmaker ousted from office this year. Two of his Democratic colleagues are also gone, which means Democrats only hold a one-seat majority in the Senate.
Now that we are settled on who's going to be there during session, I will say that it's good that everything's over.
That's Democratic Senator Linda Newell of Littleton. She says the recall elections were disheartening, and she thinks they'll absolutely impact the session.
We'll see a more hesitant culture, probably. The ambiance of the chamber, I think, is going to be very, unfortunately, dicey this year.
Even House Republicans, including former Speaker Frank McNulty, believe the recalls will overshadow the entire session.
I think it's important for Republicans to not overplay the effect of those recalls, but it's absolutely impossible for the Democrats to ignore the results of those recalls, and if they do, it'll be at their own peril.
Last session was one of the most controversial in memory. Lawmakers passed stricter gun laws, civil unions, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, same-day voter registration, and renewable energy standards for electric co-ops. Almost all the measures passed along party lines. For conservatives like Republican Steve King of Grand Junction, it wasn't pleasant.
Last session was the absolute worst session that I've ever spent here at the legislature. It was like waterboarding. It seemed like every time I caught my breath, we were in the middle of more torture.
But Democrats say they're proud of the work they did. And despite the starkly different takes on last session, members of both parties say they hope to put the past in the past and work together.
The challenges in front of us this year are the same, regardless of the fact that we've had three new members.
For Democratic Senator Pat Stebman of Denver, the recalls will be in the background. He says he wants to focus on job creation and dealing with the aftermath of devastating wildfires and floods.
To be successful in this job and in this environment, you have to have thick skin. And you have to realize that there'll be people that are trying to undermine you or people that are criticizing you. It's the nature of the process. You figure out a way to work with everybody and make sure that together we're representing our constituents and making good policy choices for the state of Colorado.
But 2014 is also an election year, with Republicans eyeing the governor's office and a potential U.S. Senate seat. That means it'll be even more challenging for ideas about bipartisanship to turn from talk to action. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.